Somali President Abdullahi Yusuf announced the nomination of Nur Hassan Hussein for the post of Prime Minister. The President made the announcement in the southern town of Baidoa, where the parliament is located. Mr. Hussein, better known as Nur Ade, has been serving as Secretary General of the Somali Red Crescent Society, based in Nairobi, Kenya. He studied law in Somalia and served as a police colonel under the regime of Mohamed Siad Barre. A senior advisor to President Yusuf, Abdirizak Adam Hassan, tells VOA he is optimistic about the choice of Nur Ade.
I think he's a good manager. He's going to be a man of accountability, transparency, and overall good governance.
Western diplomats have expressed hope that with his humanitarian background, Nur Ade will be effective in his new role. Hassan says he believes the main tasks for Nur Ade will be restoring security and building up Somalia's government institutions.
The major assignment of this prime minister is going to be, in my view, security. He has to pacify the country. He has to work towards the stabilization of Somalia. The second priority is going to be the mandate of the government, drafting the constitution of the country, the census taking, the referendum, the restructuring of Somalia into federal Somalia, multi-party system, and making a free and fair election at the end of the mandate of the government.
Ethiopian troops backing the Somali government took control of Mogadishu from armed Islamists in January, but since then, remnants of the Islamic Courts Union and other armed groups have been waging an increasingly violent Iraq-style insurgency in the capital, designed to drive out the Ethiopians. United Nations officials have said in recent days that the humanitarian crisis in Somalia is worse than that in the Darfur region of nearby Sudan. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million people, 10% of the population, has been displaced, including 60% of Mogadishu's residents. The previous prime minister, Ali Mohamed Gedi, resigned in late October, the culmination of long-running tensions between Gedi and President Yusuf. Both Nur Ade and Gedi come from the Abgal subclan of the Hawiya, Somalia's largest clan. Analysts say the transitional government will need greater support from the Hawiya in order to succeed. According to Hassan, Nur Ade will be tasked with assembling a new cabinet and must then receive a vote of confidence from a majority in parliament. Hassan says he expects the vote to come within 2 weeks. Derek Kilner, VOA News, Nairobi.